All right. Will you put up the first scripture of your choosing? Day of Pentecost. I knew it was the day of Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday, as we Christians call it. But I was really reading from the Word, but also from this teaching. And you guys can look this up on your own. Basically, who here knows who Mariah Woodworth Eder is? Raise your hand if you do. Now raise your hand if you don't. Good. So, I'm going to be specific. I've been pondering a lot why with things of the Holy Spirit there are so many women that get things of the Spirit and so many of us men. Maybe we second guess ourselves if we actually heard, and I thought maybe it was somebody calling me out to be more specific. So I was thinking with my mind, my earthly mind, not my heavenly mind, that the Lord's been drawing us out. Does that make sense? Has anyone else thought, why are there so many women that are intercessors and they're diligent in praying? And when you have prayer meetings, mostly women show up. It's possible. Is it right or wrong, men or women? I'm not sure, but I am sure of this. There's something there that is to be learned. There's a reason post the day of Pentecost, the church was added to by 3,000 in the first day or so, depending on how you look at that. When they were traveling with evangelists, there are historical arguments that over half of the first 70 may have been women. That part gets left out in our interpretation because we have made up earthly rules on how to engage the Lord. So this morning, you had a group of people that all have different gifts and talents, and they were all preparing for this morning, and they poured their gifts and talents out together. And at one point, if you didn't notice, I'll explain it, and if you already get it, then you can listen to it again. There was a time when each one of them were taking the moment, where John was playing these cool little licks, and he was taking the moment. Like the Lord was depositing something in his heart, and he's responding to the presence of God, and he's playing something. Or you can just look at it like he just played something cool. We have to choose how to perceive the Holy Spirit. I've chosen incorrectly, so I don't want to make that mistake in the future. When you see somebody pour out their gift, it's not just what's been given to them. It's how they're responding to what the Lord's saying. How do I know this is true? Throughout the Bible, before we get to the day of Pentecost, the things that Bill said about science this morning are absolutely backed up by the biblical references. And here's how. Every time that the Israelites or the Lord's people were not walking in his presence, they were broken. They either had something going on that was holding them back from their promise. What was the one thing that got them into the promised land, into their destiny, into their calling? What healed their land? What brought forth Jesus? What brought forth the prophetic words and allowed people to receive all of the prophets? What was it? It was his presence. He told us 32,000 verses that point to the fact that his presence and his Holy Spirit speaking to us, us praising God for who he is, not just in music, but in our lives and receiving him, heals the body. And also heals our bodies. If on a small scale, sound can kill cancer cells. On a large scale, this is where we end up. We're fully there. We're all in one accord, and we're in one place. So how about one place? How about just earth? How about today? Is it possible that the the Lord could pour out his Spirit? Or isn't it already possible that he is and has poured out his Spirit and we've yet to perceive it? So we're going to go there, but for one second. Everybody on earth, inside the church and outside the church, is searching for the same thing. Somebody to put them in a position where they grow. You go to school because you don't know what you want to do. You get out of school, sometimes you still don't know what you want to do. Sometimes you're 30, you don't know what you want to do. You're 60, and you're still deciding who you're going to be. So if the Lord's timeline is different, what if we were able to engage in who we are in this moment? What if nothing outside of this room mattered for the moment? What if it was just his presence and it wasn't our mind? It wasn't our walls. It wasn't us dividing ourselves against other people. It wasn't us categorizing ourselves out, disqualifying ourselves from participating. When you tell somebody or give them a compliment, you say, "Hey, Darren, man, you really wear those shoes well." He might be like, "You know, I've had them for like 10 years. They're not even that great." We automatically disqualify what someone else is saying. So if we can't listen to people share what maybe the Lord's given them to encourage us, how on earth are you hearing the Lord and his truth over you? So what are we going to do about it? You guys are fully equipped to bring the presence of God everywhere you go. The day of Pentecost wasn't just for the group of people that were there. The Lord dropped. You know, I was really hoping it would, like, break the room open. That's really weak, right? The Lord said, "This is my Holy Spirit. I gave him to you as a promise." Before Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, what was Pentecost? Do what? There you go. I was hoping somebody would pronounce that for me. Oh, man. So basically, you brought in the first fruits, and it was a time of harvest. It was a festival, and Jewish people were celebrating what they had been given. So do you think it's possible that the Lord gave us his first fruit, the creative presence, the healer, the one who can supply every piece of knowledge, every resource to get you through school, marriage, life, bringing the presence of God into every aspect, healing your body, healing this body being every body of Christ together? There were a lot of people posting about Pentecost Sunday, and lots of people looked to the revivals of the past as some kind of marker. A bunch of people get together and they chase something or someone because we're hungry. How many of us have been to a conference or went somewhere because we wanted to hear somebody and you got exactly what you wanted? How many people have been to a conference really expecting the Lord to show up in a certain way because you needed him to, and maybe he didn't? I'm saying the Holy Spirit is here to trump every person that carries a piece of what you think you need to give you exactly what you need. I'm disqualified, as most of you are, in the, you know, checklists of men. It's a good thing that the checklists of men don't matter. Every person in this room is qualified to carry his presence because he said it was true. Let's go to Joel 2. I think we're going to read from the King James. Is this true? Oh, man. All right. Oh, this isn't so bad, right? That's not tough. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And it goes on to speak of a Joel 2 army that walks shoulder to shoulder and basically takes the land for the Lord. This is the same thing that was spoken on the day of Pentecost. They went back, and you can look it up. There are several hundred years between Joel 2 and day of Pentecost. So it's not like, you know, hey man, I heard Toronto Airport Fellowship 20 years ago preach this word, and now it's good now. No, this is like so many generations past that you wouldn't know who Joel was, unless maybe you were learned, or you'd been told, or somebody had brought the presence of God into your life. That's how you would have known. Okay, so what is this saying? Day of Pentecost comes, they say this is what happened. Joel 2 is now come to pass. Here's what's going to happen after Pentecost. I pour out my spirit on all flesh, and then here we go. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit. And I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. So I want to make sure I was getting this right. When it says I shew wonders, right? Man, you know, I was thinking like, get out of here, wonders. Drop from heaven, take over the earth. He's basically saying that you guys are a lot like the receivers of a wedding reception. He gave us the Holy Spirit so that from that day forward, we were baptized in a power that wouldn't allow us to stay in the place we are. That wouldn't allow us to sit in our unhealed state. That wouldn't allow us to divide ourselves from other people. Okay, go blank for a second. So Melissa was leading a song this morning, and, you know, honestly, what Melissa, Josh, and Kristen were doing today, they are pretty amazing. A couple of things they have to do. They don't have an instrument in their hand. So John and I, if we wanted to or had some kind of weird ego trip, we could just wreck the whole thing, just destroy it. And sometimes, you know, on accident, I've done that. But what I'm saying is, you saw a group of people share the leadership with no ego. And there was a moment when it was like really powerful where they were like countering singing and like, I'm just like, how do they sing like that? It's so amazing. And then they're singing, bless the Lord, oh my soul, he has done, he will do and continue to do great things. And they were all back and forth. Everyone's in. We quieted down a little bit and they were like going after it. And I realized that we don't know what we're in. Like we don't know that the words that we're singing are so true that like it like brought me, like I was like, you know, a lot of times I'll cry, but I was crying. And I was just thinking like, why am I crying? And the Lord's saying, man, like my presence is so inexplainable that you can't make a plan and you can't work to obtain a release of the Spirit. What you can do is be diligent, listen to what he's saying, and show up. And he is faithful to show up. Okay, so day of Pentecost, everyone's speaking in a different language and they can all understand each other. How many people are bilingual in here? Raise your hand. Legit, like, is that 4, 5 people? 6 people maybe? Okay, so those of us that don't maybe speak another language, we don't understand the power. But imagine if on that day, everything that somebody said in the Spirit, you could understand. Imagine that if Brian was singing a song in the Spirit, I could understand what he was speaking. There would be 100 people here, and we would hear the heart of the Lord over each person in clear language. The power of Pentecost was a group of people who were only waiting on the presence of God. They didn't know what they were getting. They had heard. All right. So I'm going to go back to Mariah Woodworth Eder. She is the most published spirit-filled preacher as a woman. Isn't that wild? So we've met preachers and teachers, worship leaders, all kinds of people that have one or two messages. And they take those two messages all over the globe. You know, and if you meet them in a different city or you meet them 10 years later, you hear the same message, different heart. It is because a lot of us have one aspect in how we're relating to God. So that's all we can speak about. So I'm saying today that the Holy Spirit's going to open up our understanding so that we can understand so much more about him that we have new things to speak about. Mariah Woodworth Eder, the short story. So Mariah Woodworth Eder basically leads to Amy Semple McPherson, Foursquare, Catherine Coleman, Benny Hinn. Doesn't really matter what you think about those people. God has used those people in different ways to reach a ton. And our temporal mind says a lot of things. But in the spirit, a lot of people have been saved. So Mariah Woodworth Eder walked in crazy amount of miracles, healings, and probably a life that a lot of us would enjoy in the spirit. But her personal life, she paid a huge price for walking in what she walked in. So I want to use that dynamic to say this. Whatever you have, the Lord wants. We all know that's true, right? He wants your heart, your mind. He wants your energy. Basically, when we were baptized, we should be risen fully engaged as a bondservant. One that he's poured out his spirit completely on. So I should be able to go into any situation and have the tools and solutions to bring the presence of God. So when we say presence of God, what if we were just saying, reveal the love of Christ? Show somebody else that you could point to Jesus so they could be healed. Whether it's in their heart, their body. On a daily basis, how many of us are sharing that love in your workplace? Who's going to be bold and say they do? Yes. How many want to? How many people pray for people in your workplace? Right. So we all do this. When people get up and share stuff like, so do you do this? If you don't do it, it's not shameful. Because I don't do it. Sometimes they see the very worst of who you are. What I'm saying is, there is an opportunity today to walk in something new. Not because I said so, but because the Lord has marked this day in history as basically a marker, a stone, a signpost to look at and realize the power that you have is far greater than the power that you're giving out. That doesn't make sense, Chris. The power that you've been given is far greater than what you believe. You're so much stronger than what you believe based on having an endless supply of solutions. I wasn't going to say this, but I never really like it when people, I'm actually not going to say it. I was going to say it and it was going to be backwards. This morning when Bill was talking about sound waves, there are articles articles about rocks, when they say the rocks cried out, there was a guy that had invented the Moog. Am I saying it right, John? Is it Moog? Okay. Yeah, we're just going to go with whoever. So he invented the synthesizer, but there were articles. He was a Christian, and he made a ton of money. And so when we were at Morningstar, he had come and taught at a conference, and he was unrecognizable, kind of like science guy. But the story is that there are rocks that have been shattered, and legitimately sound waves come out of them. So you can do your own research. It's an interesting read. I wasn't there when the rocks shattered. But when that scripture came alive and said, even the rocks will cry out, the point is that me speaking words to you, those waves are going into your flesh. Whatever the Lord touches, hopefully deposits in your spirit. And the rest goes away. So I waited a long time to watch this movie, but there was a picture that I got this morning that I feel like I'm going to share. Every word that's been spoken over you has been waiting for a time to be released. A day of Pentecost is a perfect time. How many people have seen the movie Black Panther? Okay. So I cried. There were parts in that movie that was pretty rough. So here's the important part. I feel like when the Lord draped us in the Holy Spirit, I've been baptized, so Chris is now baptized in the Holy Spirit. Every single word that's ever been spoken over me is absorbed like kinetic energy until the moment that I am full of the Lord and I decide to let that shockwave be released. We walk in a power that's greater than ourselves. So don't leave today and sell yourself short. Don't leave today thinking that there's a dream that's too small. Wait, did I say that? Don't leave today thinking that you're too small, that your dreams are too big. Let's change it today. So I'm going to put John on the spot. Melissa and Josh and Kristen, you guys are going to come up. Yeah, I know, right? John, 5 minutes right now speaking. I'm just kidding. So they're going to come up and we're going to sing I See the Lord. And we're going to sing it together. Because I never know how to end this. And I felt like the Lord was saying, be specific. And the point of today is that not only you understand the power of Pentecost, but you understand it's not a story that we tell the kids that's from 1,000, 2,000 years ago. This is a power that we possess to change our families, our communities. So release whatever you have today that's holding you back and just stand up and sing this song. I'm sure they're going to put the words up for us because they're awesome. If you want prayer, we have people that will pray. Right? There are people that will pray. Yeah. How many people have held themselves back? I'm sure if you don't raise your hand, it's probably not true. Somebody this week told me that it was time to not be hidden any longer, that they weren't going to be in hiding. I feel like that's the point. The Lord did not drop a lampshade over you so that you couldn't be a bright, shining light. I'm saying today's the day you're going to release it. And if you don't believe me, you can come up here and we'll pray with you. And hopefully the Lord will speak it far clearer than I did. Sing it loud.
Exalted in the train of his throne. God is whole.